On page 79, at the tail end,
Val Tabit, right.
At the tail end of the discussion regarding philosophy and its comparison to the Avodah Zarah, and he has a parting comment, and then the Sefer HaKuzari goes into new topics. Here at the end, Val Tabit is in the language of the Mefarshim at the bottom. It returns back to the Vikuach HaRishayin. Val Tabit el Reichek Eila Min Ha'akum Mishtadlusam V'yichud V'tefarim V'sishpacham. Don't look at the behavior of the philosophers and their opinions in serving Hashem and belief of the world. V'tabit el Yisrael ba'ayin ha'pechisus, and then look at the Jews with a negative eye. Bavur she'avdu ha'baylim b'yameihem, because the Jews in the time of Tanakh served idol worship like the Baal. V'zbaynim b'mashat seifim rabim me'apikursim, and look at it the way many of the apikursim look at it. There's a derision of Klal Yisrael in the time of Navi. We had said all along that one of the strengths of Klal Yisrael is the constant belief in a single creator, which was true even at the time that the nations of the world believed in idol worship. So he says there are philosophers that say, why are you so proud of the Jews? Look at the things that they did. Look in Navi, and you'll see that they believed in Avodah Zarah. They believed in Pagel, in worship of the idols as well. Mashali nisgar me'olam al Yisrael. And it's not true. Achayu ha'am mivakshim te'elas hatzlamim ha'heim. The reason that Jews in the time of Nach served Avodah Zarah was not because they didn't believe in God. It's because they wanted the side benefits that came from the Kayach HaTumah, from these Tzlamim. V'aruchnias Taisafes al Teirasam. And they wanted this as an addition to their belief in the Torah. V'hem Shemirim Teirasam. V'vorosh Aysa Te'elas HaVodah Sahem Gluya B'zmanahu. Because there was a purpose in the Kayach HaTumah in those days. Now I'd like to explain what he's saying, and the great controversy over these words. What he is saying is that even in the time of Tanakh, Jews for the most part served HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kept the mitzvahs of the Torah. And the psukim that describe Avodah Sabal and Avodah Hatzlamim and the Pesel and Micha and the Mizbechais that were used to serve the idols, these things were done as sort of, as compared to the schoolists that people believe in today. They were done because they were meant to bring some sort of a benefit. Okay, that's what he's saying. I'll mention the argument of what he says shortly. He continues, if you turn the page, Rav Einai Kane, he says it must be that way. If they didn't believe in God, why didn't they just assimilate into the pagan nations around them? The king Menashe, you know who Menashe was, right? And Tzidkiyahu was. There were no Jewish kings who angered God like them. There's something wrong here. What's wrong? Yeah, Tzidkiyahu here is very puzzling. Menashe is one of those who have no chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara says Tzidkiyahu was a melech tzaddik. The Kol Yehuda on the bottom wonders why he groups Tzidkiyahu together with Menashe. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratz la'apech es ha'olam kulay estaka b'Tzidkiyahu v'niskara edaita. So I'm assuming that he's not referring to Tzidkiyahu personally, but to the generation of Tzidkiyahu. He means the Menashe and his generation, and the generation of Tzidkiyahu. They were from the worst generations in the times of Nach. And yet, they didn't abandon the Torah. Chazal that talk about their allegiance to Torah. Aval Haisalem Taiva L'Tosefes Te'elas Minitzachin. They wanted additional benefits to win in battle, Ubirchas Mamin, and make money, B'Kachas Ha'im. Shayotzlam Menusim, that they knew worked, M'mashihizhi Rabbi Rei Mehem, because God commanded against them. Now, this is Machlekes Rishayim. He's saying the following. You know, let me just finish another two lines, and I'd like to explain it. Ilu hayolem ayayim apirsamahu, if today we would know this, their pagan worship and their kaychas atumba, we would run after them too. Like you see Jews today running after silliness, mistagninos, lachashim, kimeyis, nisyanis rachaikas meyateva, imarchokas ha-Torah, even though the Torah rejects it. What he's saying is this. He's saying that in the time of Nach, the pursuit of the Avodah Zarah is because there was in fact a benefit from doing these things. The Kishuf worked, the Ivy Adaini worked, all of these things worked. When the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Menashe said, had you lived in my generation, you would have ran after it. His understanding, and we'll see that this is the opinion of some Rishayim, is that it worked. You would have run after it because he had a benefit from it. And Siv writes, the reason they could never get rid of the Bamais was because sacrifice on the Bamais was the key to a school of a Parnassa. Other schoolers you could fight, but school of Parnassa, very hard to fight. So the Torah says, even in the good generations, it says, Rak ha-bomis le-sar. They weren't able to get rid of the bombs. Now here, if you have my print, you'll see, if you just turn the page, you'll see the great Arichus, the Kol Yehuda has on this. We've been going through this, we've never seen such an Arichus. I want to explain two disputes among the Rishayim, that he talks about here. Is a machlokes between the Rambam and Ibn Ezra on one hand, and the Ramban and the Rashba on the other hand. If the Oiv and Yedaini mentioned in the Torah actually worked or didn't work.
They worked in Mashal.
Ask me the question when I finish, okay? Because the Rishonim are arguing how to explain that. Okay. They argue. What Ibn Ezra writes is God doesn't forbid emes. He only forbids sheker. If the Torah says, don't serve Avodah Zarah, don't run after magic, and don't do Ivy Adaini, and all the other different kaisim, etc. It's the language of the Ibn Ezra, HaKosav Loyosor HaEmes, Rak HaSheker. These things are baloney, and that's why the Torah forbade them. The Rambam, of course, you all know, and he quotes the Rambam here, you have it in the Kol Yehuda, on page 80, at the end of the narrow lines, the last 10 narrow lines, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Kol Hamamin B'Dvarim Ha'Elu V'Kiyotze Bahem, U'Machshe B'Libay Shein Emes V'Divrei Chachma Aval HaTorah Yisrasan. Says, if you believe, like the Ramban and the Rashba, that these things worked, just the Torah forbade them, Eli Eina Yelam Min HaSacholim, you're a fool, U'Machusrei Hadas, and you lack proper knowledge, you're including the women and children who don't have a das shalem. The Rambam always groups the women of his generation with the people who are superstitious, who didn't believe. But intelligent people, yedu barayis bururais, shekolei lo advarim shasra toira einam divrei chachma, ala toyu vehevel. So this is the Rambam, not even quoting Mary Nevuchim, we're quoting the Yad HaChazaka, that the Rambam holds that these things are silliness, they don't work, they never worked, they were just superstitions, very much like the numerous segulas they have today. There's a drawing. I had once a bachur in yeshiva, I wish I would have videoed it, came over to me, he's starting to date. This way he said to me, he said, my brother, before he started dating, went to this lady who reads palms. And the lady told her, read his palm, and said, you're going to marry the first girl you date. He went out with confidence. So he asked me if it's okay to go to that lady. It's very interesting. So I explained to him, we don't do these things. And that was my conversation, and he accepted it. And then I said, and he married the first girl he dated? He said, no. But he went out with confidence. He went out with confidence. So you have a person drawn, you read the Rambam, it's Sheker, and people are drawn to it. How can he be drawn to it? Well, this guy, this fellow, he's an intelligent fellow. And he's drawn to it because, you know, it gives you something to hang your hat on. So,
it talks about going to, if you don't learn proper kavanos, you don't daven with proper kavanos, it's a drama.
Let me just quote the Ramban and the Rashba who disagree. Okay, this is the opinion of the Rambam and Ibn Ezra. If you continue down in the bottom of the Kol Yehuda, he quotes in the second wide line, HaRashba B'tshuvaysav. Now the Rashba, as you know, was the opponent of the Rambam, very much so in regard to these types of topics. And he says, he calls it the Rashba Nimshach Ledas HaChover. The opinion of the Kuzari, the Chavar in the Kuzari, does not follow the Rambam. The Kuzari is saying that the reason they ran after these things in that generation was because it worked. It worked. So the Rashba says, HaTorah, just the opposite. See, Ibn Ezra says it's not logical. The Torah is not going to aser emes, only sheker. He says the reverse. He says, HaTorah lo yosa al dovi sheish b'ktsa sikr. Stamp silliness, the Torah is going to forbid it. Somebody wants to say, when we used to play dreidel the first night after we lit the menorah, I would play dreidel with my kids. When they were little kids, I used to tell them, if you wink your bright eye, as you spin it, or, you know, you do these things, it works. So, you know, eventually it would work once, and so nobody around the table believed it, but it was the family joke. So Torah doesn't forbid silliness. I mean, it may not be good, but that's the Torah wouldn't have a list of lavim. See, he says, Loi osra el adav shesh b'ktsasik of yesh b'kdeilitais, b'omroishas enir yoysa l'fish amru, etc. He brings the examples in Shas where Lachashim worked. And then three lines in the bottom, he says, Gamar Ramban, kiyam mitziyusan, parsha shayftim, in the Ramban's pirish, al omroi l'isil medlasis k'teyev esaheim. So the Rambam says the same thing. The bottom line, listen to the Rambam's lashon. Anachnu lo nuchal lahachish dvarim yisparsamu la'enei harayim. So how can you say it doesn't work? Look around, you'll see it works. That's what he writes. So he says, Rabbi Seinu gam ken yaidu bahem. We agree it works. We don't say it doesn't work. It's just forbidden. And so we have very opposite, extreme opposites in opinion here. So as I said, the Kuzari is squarely on the side of the Ramban and the Rashba. Says that they served Hashem, but they believed in these things because it was a Davar Skuli that worked. Okay, that's A. That's the first thing. Now, there's a second comment he makes here, and that is his statement that Nisyonos Rechaikos Mehateva. He talks about nowadays, people do things that are distant from Teva. And again, in the note on the bottom, he explains, there's something called Darkei HaMairi. The Torah forbids Darkei HaMairi, superstitions. There's certain things people do that the Torah asers, and it's broad, by broadly forbidding absurd things with the rule of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha. Now, there are certain things that we do, that we understand works and has meaning. The Gar Lagra is something that Gadol Yisrael used. So, Kaparis, people do Kaparis, there are those against Kaparis too, but Lamaisa, Kaparis is a Minig Yisrael in the most circles. And there are things that are acceptable. What is the guideline? Well, what he says, is Nisyonos Rechaikos Mehateva are aser. Things that are distant from nature are forbidden. Things that work al pi teva are permitted. That's his guideline. And here he is going with the Rambam's Mahalach. He's saying that generally if you have something that's superstitious, it depends on whether it's Karev Lahateva or not. Now the question is, what makes something Karev Lahateva? When you read the examples, it's very, very difficult. The Gemara says, for example, in the second parak of Avodah Zarah, "Lo yishta adam mayim min haharis min haagamim balayla." A person shouldn't drink the water from flowing rivers at night. They usually explain that there are creatures in the water, and if you can't see it, it'll be dangerous. But then it says, if you do it, so say the chant, Shavri, you know, a special chant. Take the name Shavriri, the name of the Mazik, and say it downhill. Right? I mention always, that's where the that's where it comes from. The Gemara says that for bad spirits, you go Shavri. So for good spirits, you say nachma, that's really where it comes from. But at any rate, now he calls that Karev El Teva. 21st century, we don't understand that Shavri works.
And,
we won't, that's right, we don't drink the water, that part we keep. So it's difficult, it's really a difficult, rule. Nevertheless, these are the two issues. Now there is a third issue, which is not Rishainim, but the Chazainish in Emunah B'Tachin. The Chazainish takes aim at unnamed Mefarshim of Nach. He doesn't say who they are. There's a reason he doesn't say who they are, because he's starting up with Rishainim. He says those Rishainim that explain Psukim into Nach regarding generations of Nach that served Avodah Zarah, that it wasn't really, they didn't really mean Avodah Zarah, and their Moitzias Apsukim Mipashtam, he says it's not true. How could you take a, the Pasuk says, Hochu Achar Abal, well, you're going to tell me they serve God, and on the side, they wanted to make money, so they did it as a skula. He's strongly opposed to such an approach. It doesn't say that they didn't serve the Torah and at the same time try to do Avodah Zarah, which was a common practice. But he's very against whitewashing the Pashtus HaPsukim. Now, Rabbi Miller, in his book, with his first book on Nach, which he wrote it primarily to explain that the generations are greater than the Psukim seem to say. Now, he's not makish the Psukim, he just says that the people in generation were greater, and he brings proofs from the Pasuk. For example, the idea that the total Oivdei HaBaal, the generation that they served the Baal, total Oivdei HaBaal numbered maybe 10,000 people in a country of millions. But it was awful, so the Torah describes it, thousands of Oivdei HaBaal. So at any rate, there are three issues here. The one is the Machlekes Rishayim, if Oivdei HaBaal really work. Two, the question going forward, what's permitted and what's aser. The question of whether it's Devarim Rechayim Me'ateva, as he explains. And number three, the explanation of that previous generation. Now, I'd like to just look at the next beginning. It starts here a whole new, a very interesting section of the Kuzari. Omar HaKuzari, and he writes Ata, I have a new request for you. Tiroli ma'ad mishyure ha'chokmes ha'tiviyah, he says, shamarto shohayu etzlechem. The king asks the chavar to reveal to him some of the secret wisdom, chokmes ha'tiviyah, wisdom related to the nature of the world that existed. Omar ha'chavar mehem sefer yetzira. So next time we learn, we're going to go into a description of the sefer yetzira. The Sefer Yetzira is a book that we don't learn, but which is a book that was written perhaps by Avraham Avinu. Not written by Avraham Avinu, maybe written by Rabbi Kiva, based on the teachings of Avraham Avinu. And now he goes into, Chafei is the longest piece in the Maimur Revi. It goes into all kinds of issues that have to do with creation, have to do with the magic of letters, even a little bit into astronomy later. It has diagrams, as you can see. It's the longest piece. It goes from, in this print, from page 83, all the way until Rosh Hashanah. I mean, until, 83 till forever, right? Like the distance from here to Baltimore. My son was dating a girl in Baltimore, so we went out to meet them. He said, you drive on the, Jersey Turnpike forever, and then you're halfway there. So this piece goes from page 83 to page 129. Okay, in this print, it's 46 pages, sides, although a lot of it is full of, a great portion of it is the Pirush on the bottom. So Mitzvah Shem next time. I have a wedding Thursday, so God willing, Monday, we'll get together. Okay?